Blog Talk Radio.
If you think they're really ready for you now, do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they're ready for you now?
Charismatic and all that. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see
why not let me
The man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4. I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to sing along. Every voice and sing, till it in heaven rain, bring me the harmony. Oh, let it be. Let our rejoicing rise high. Turning the tide, south and the north sea.
Tired, stressed out, or just need me or we time? Then Phoenix Risen, Baltimore's exclusive bed and breakfast, is the place for you. Phoenix Risen offers an unforgettable, rejuvenating experience with exquisite guest rooms. Find peace and calm in the Sedona Room or Haitian Room, or relax in front of a marble fireplace in the Serengeti Room. Call 410-462-2692 today to schedule your escape to Phoenix Risen. Visit us online at phoenixrisen.com.
When were you last on an amazing vacation? I'm Tracy Lewis, leisure travel specialist with Pogo World Travel, and I'm here to tell you that you don't have to go it alone when planning the vacation of a lifetime. So the next time you're looking for expert advice on that perfect vacation, you've got Pogo World Travel every step of the way. Visit our website at gowithpogo.com today and find out why they say, go with Pogo World Travel and discover your dream of vacation come true.
Do you hear that sound? Well, that's the sound of back pain. Are you tired of nagging and persistent back pain? Whether you're suffering from a chronic condition or a recent injury, don't fret. Chiropractic has proven to be a natural and holistic alternative to pain medications and surgical procedures. Visit Dr. Todd Tucker at our Water Tower location on Chicago's Magnificent Mile for a free consultation and exam. Call 888-535-2381 to get started with your personalized treatment plan. That's 888-535-2381. Call now.
Hey, 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 347-838-9825. What's going on, everybody out there? This is Jimmy Lee Underground Radio Network, and I'd like to thank you for listening in this evening. Today's show, Fraternities, Changing the Game, Building Relevance. Now, it's an interesting topic. I got on to Shay's show, Brother Toby Miller. Well, he's not my brother because I'm not his frat, but he is my brother. He's in the blue room right now. I'm bringing you in a minute, Toby. He's head of, he was the president of Iota Phi Theta at Central State University. At that time, he was the SGA president. Matter of fact, if you listen to the show Monday when he gave a tribute to Stephanie Anderson, and we were talking about when EU, DC Scorpio, and Chuck Brown came down to Central, the president brought it down there. Somewhat changing the game of how homecoming is supposed to be. But I'm going to let him grab the mic and take the show. And I'm going to just let Toby know. We're going to do it like this, Toby. Let's say the 30-minute make. I got to take a break. Then the 9 o'clock hour break. 9:30 from that break. It's on you. But let me bring my man in, the great, incomparable, influential, the most influential man in Indianapolis. We call him Mr. President, Mr. Toby Miller. What up, Toby?
Hey, how you doing, beloved? Man, I'm gonna need you to give me that kind of introduction anywhere. That's what's up, man. I appreciate you guys letting us get on here and kind of chopping up with your listeners about our fraternity, some of the things we're trying to do. I got some folks on the line who will be able to add some breath to the conversation. And really what we were talking about, Jimmy and Ed, you know, we're trying to do something different because we've been looking at what's going on in our communities everywhere across the country. And especially here in Indianapolis, we decided, you know, we have to change the way we're doing things as a fraternity. We had to kind of take an honest look. And that's what we got on the line here. We had just had our spring intake class and our spring intake class court. Those are our sweethearts, for those who just don't know. I got them on the line, Jimmy. We'll be able to talk to them a little bit about their experience, how we made some things different, what the purpose of trying to do that. And the message we're trying to send, not only the brothers of Iota Phi Theta and our wonderful sweethearts, but the message we're trying to send to all frats and sororities out there in our country. And I'm glad there's a brother or two from Chicago that chimed in so they can talk a little bit about what's going on up there in your neck of the woods. So I appreciate you getting us on, Jimmy and Ebony. And you guys are always right there in my heart. You guys know I should have been on there last night. I just wasn't able to cut it. But, you know, my prayers are with Central State family as we lost one of our own. So I've got to give a shout-out to Steph because, you know, we're going to miss her.
Yes. That is so true. I'm trying a new microphone, everybody, so please forgive me. And I got these new headphones dedicated to Mike's Electronics. Opening up on 84th and Essex. Thank you, Mike. Anyway, Toby, show. How you
gonna
be running, man? You know.
Well, I know. That's all right, baby. I appreciate it. I just want to, Jimmy, I want your input here too, because you know, you got some of that real good biting commentary, and let you know how we did it. But I'm gonna go ahead and though give a real quick overview of what the frat is, because there's a whole bunch of people who may not know. But Iota Phi Theta Fraternity Incorporated was founded September 19th, 1963, at Morgan State College, which is now Morgan State University. Obviously, during that time, Jimmy, in the early 60s, it was a time of radical change going on in our community. And the cats who founded our fraternity were older than the average college student. Some of them had jobs and families, some of them in the war. you know, so they didn't have the time nor inclination to play children's games. And they, if you kind of think back at that time, fraternities and sororities were looked at as kind of elitist institutions. So, you know, you had SNCC, you had the Black Panthers, you had a whole bunch of other brotherhood movements starting. And fraternities weren't necessarily the hot thing because, you know, they were looked at as looking down on people, that glorified, talented pimp. So the cats who founded our organization, our illustrious and honorable founders, these guys were like, you know, that's not our thing. We're not about to do all this ruinous kind of stuff to become members of an organization that's destined to serve our people. So we weren't supposed to be a fraternity. We became a fraternity in name only so we could function on the campus. But the overall concept of IOTA was, you know, if you're down for the people, if you're aware of what's going on, you're aware of who you are, you don't believe that you need an organization to make you a man, that you're a man with or without an organization, then you my brother. And that was a 30,000 foot view of the concept of IOTA Phi Theta. You know, we're going into our 50th year this year, and we're now looking at our organization through the lens of having been here. I've been in the frat for 26 years, but looking at where we are, where we were when I came in, there was only 5,000 members, Jimmy. Now we're at 30,000, 250 chapters throughout the world. And you know what? IOTA Phi Theta has found itself dealing with some of the same trappings, some of the same challenges those other organizations were going through at the same time we were founded. So if you're familiar with fraternities, hopefully fraternities and sororities, the cats out there listening, you know, fraternities and sororities tend to be those secret societies of sorts. You know, they're out here doing good work. They're raising money for charity. They have some great parties and stuff like that. But, Jimmy, you and I kind of talked about it before, over 500 of our people died in Chicago last year. And the question didn't come out from the powers that be. Where are the frats and the sororities at? What are they doing to impact and change the condition of people in our community? To tell you the truth, all of the fraternities and sororities, while they might have done little things here and there, all of us, in my opinion, were silent. We weren't necessarily engaged in doing the work, the uncomfortable work of changing the conditions, the meeting the people, meeting them at their place of need. So fast forward, bring it to Indianapolis, and what do we say in Indianapolis at our chapter? We said, you know what, later for that. If we're going to be the organization, the vanguard organization of black men that we were charged to be when we were first founded, we got to get out of this comfort zone that we ourselves, too, like all the rest, doesn't have to be comfortable in. And we have to make sure that we change the game. And that's why it was important that we even had the title of this show, Changing the Game, because normally fraternities and sororities in the intake process is quiet. You don't know anything about it. All of a sudden, people pop up. They're wearing these new shirts and symbols, and they're new members. And it's quiet. It's discreet. Nobody knows. It's basically what we call underground. Perfect reason why we're on your show. It's underground. People don't catch it. They don't see it. And the fact is, a lot of us went underground because we wanted to continue doing that childish game of hazing. Okay, so, again, IOTA Phi Theta was founded so that we wouldn't even be about that. Sir, some of our chapters have unfortunately morphed into doing some of that, and we've decided at our alumni chapter, later for that, we're going to make sure everybody sees what's going on. So, actually starting the beginning of this month, beginning of May, we initiated a brand new class with the function and the purpose of intentionally bringing them above ground, making sure the whole community, actually the whole world, if they will, see what's going on in Indianapolis, see what we're talking about, and then purposely putting ourselves in front of our community saying, are we worthy to be servant leaders and thought leaders in this community? So we had functions throughout our process. I got some cats on the phone who even talked about the process, but we went out there, Jimmy, for real, man, and we said to the community, we can't serve you unless we really do know you and unless we're truly vetted by you. So we invited the community to come out and vet our leaders, vet our candidates and say, are y'all worthy? If you're worthy, you're going to deal with education in a real way. If you're worthy, you're going to deal with domestic violence. You're going to deal with the murder rate in our communities. You're going to seriously get out of your comfort zone. You're going to force yourselves to deal with on a real level the issues impacting our community. Put IOTA on the spot, and we said, you know what, we're ready. And what we're saying to IOTA, what we're saying to the rest of the Greek fraternities, is if you want to be relevant, you got to get out of your comfort zone. You got to get in the face of the community. You got to have the community vet you, and you got to be in a position to do meaningful service. We talk about the IOTA man, Jimmy, and what we say a man is somebody who is meaningful, active, and necessary. You can't do that if you're behind. You can't do that if you're undercover. You gotta be. You gotta have a meaningful presence. You gotta be active in your community. And when it's all said and done, you gotta be the group that people say, IOTA Phi Theta, or all these other Greek letters, fraternities and sororities, y'all are necessary. So, wanted to have a real serious conversation with your audience and the rest of the world, Jimmy, about the role IOTA Phi Theta plays, what we are now saying we're about to do, and what we are doing. And then I want to put my candidates on Front Street so they can hear from you and you can challenge them and say, what are y'all really about? And I want them to tell you about their experience on their line and in their court, because we're the only fraternity that's got sweethearts. Some people say, oh, wait, that's an auxiliary, y'all co-ed fraternity. Or not. No, we're just man enough to recognize that saving our community doesn't just involve us. It involves our women, too. So I brought the thing. You got Bobby Nelson online. He's the guy who's currently online. If he passes all his other tests, he's going to be a brother soon. But I want to introduce him to you, Jimmy, have you ask some questions to him as well. But let Bobby go ahead and tell you a little bit about his process, what he's endured, and the things that he's learned about himself and our community, if you will. So let me go ahead and invite Bobby into this conversation so he can kind of chop it up with us.
Bobby, I got you on live, Bobby. Before I start hurling bombs out, you know, I ain't hazing nobody or nothing like that, but changing the game, you're saying, Toby, what are these frats doing out here? Where are the positive role models in our community today? Now, I've watched what you did with the IOTA Phi fraternity at Citrus State, and I see how big it is now. So I'm not going to take no doubt in what you just told my audience here, but I got my man Bobby here, and this is supposed to be a new breed of fraternal men. What do you think IOTA Phi Theta can bring to the African American community, Bobby? Not trying to front anything like that, but.
No problem. IOTA Phi Theta can bring to the African American community a sense of vision. I believe that IOTA Phi Theta will be the forefront and in the front of men leading men. It takes our men to once again assume the position in our community of authority and of leadership to be able to lead our community. I often tell people it takes a man to create a man, but bring a boy from boyhood to manhood. So I believe that this is our job. I believe that this is going to be our role in bringing that change into our community.
Okay, by change. What change do you see that the black community needs adjusting in?
Right now, we have a large number of minority males between the ages of 25 and 15, and some even younger, going into the prison systems at alarming rates. We need to address that. We have a large number of teenage pregnancies. We need to address that. we have our own community where people don't even know where to get the resources that they need for housing, for electricity, for utilities, what have you. We need to address that. We need to be able to give our community what they need. We need to be able to advocate for our community. For example, right here in Indianapolis, we have an issue with the school systems. So we as a community or as a fraternity, we need to be rallying for our community and saying, hey, wait a minute, that's not going to work for our people. We need to do something different, and we need to stand up and not be afraid to speak up for our community. Unfortunately, a lot of other organizations, oftentimes, for whatever reason, don't speak up. And I'm saying that IOTA, Phi Theta, is going to start speaking up. We're going to be the ones speaking up when nobody else will speak.
So, what should, so, that's your vision of an IOTA man coming into the community and focusing on that. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
No.
Okay.
Only child. Was born an only child.
I got you. I don't want to say, would you join a group of men just to be in the company of men, or you see the works that they're doing and you want to continue the works that they're doing? Is it something like that?
No. First of all, let me back up here for a minute. I already have some fraternal experience, if you will. I've been a Masonic Mason for over 25 years, okay? So I'm used to the fraternalism or the fraternal bond amongst men. That's not why I'm doing this. But for me, what needs to happen is I believe in my community. I have a vested interest in my community. Unfortunately, too many of us, quote, unquote, make it, and we leave our community behind. We move out to suburban areas and we forget about the people that were left behind. I'm saying no, no more. Let's not do that. Let's reach back. Let's pull our own community up by the bootstraps and help them to get to their level of success, whatever that may be. They don't necessarily have to be corporate America. They may want to be 9 to 5. They may not even want to be 9 to 5. They may want to be 5 to 8. Whatever it is that makes them successful, we need to assist our community in being successful. You know, furthermore, and you know, I will say this, I grew up, unlike a lot of people, because that's not a fair statement, but I grew up with a strong influence from my father and my grandfather, and they instilled in me early a sense of community. They instilled in me early a sense of purpose. So this is nothing new for me. This is how I have always lived my life. This is what has been taught to me from day one to now. So it's not just that, but what I did see when I saw IOTA Phi Theta was, hey, these are a group of men who feel like I feel. These are a group of men who want to do a lot of the same things that I want to do. Why not unite myself or connect myself to an organization who's already on the same track that I want to be on or that I am on, and hopefully we can work collectively together to do more.
Okay, hold on. Let me, for a second, Bobby. We're at the bottom of the hour, so let me take a quick break. Hold on, I'm bringing you in the blue room, Toby. Put you in the blue room, Bobby. Let me go look for what that is lost so I can find it for a second and bring it back home. Let's take a break, Ebony.
I'm building me a home.
I'm building me a home.
I'm building me a home.
I'm
soul gotta have.
Brokerage firm located at 5963 West Madison Street, Chicago, Illinois. Our phone number is 773-626-0883. We make the insurance experience easier by shopping for you, saving you time and money. Our agency features the best insurance products, giving you the most competitive prices. We insure needs for less, featuring life, health, annuities, homeowners, auto, SR22, bond cards, business owner's policies, general contractor's liability, and vacant buildings. Now, we also offer coverages most major insurance companies no longer offer. Please call for a free quote at 773-626-0883.
Attention business owners, radio show producers, and internet radio producers. It's time to crank it up for 2012 with quality radio production. Are you a record label needing hot album promos or EPKs for your new artist? Introducing CoolVoiceRadio.com. Does your internet show need a new intro or outro? How about a promo for your upcoming event? Are you a DJ needing a hot voice for your next hot mixtape? Imagine increased sales in your business from an internet radio spot. We've got you covered with broadcast quality radio spot production with the nation's top voiceover talent, featuring talent like John Heath, Kate Clifford, Bill Thomas, and much, much more. Visit us online at www.coolvoiceradio.com. CoolVoiceRadio.com or call 646-326-7800. Remember, nothing beats the right sound.
And now, the mellow sounds of Jimmy Irvin.
Never meant to make you cry. You were the only one I've ever loved in my life. And though it's hard for me to show it, I've got to let you know it. 'Cause darling, I love you more each day.
I can't do it no more. I can't sing no more sad songs. 1, 2, 3, hit me. Bop the bop. Bop it out of bebop. Bop the bop. Yeah, bass man. Come on up. 1, 2, 3, hit me. Sound good. Yeah. Saxophone on the floor. 1, 2, 3, hit it.
The nature of the process, and I want to introduce some of the aspects of the process, but in terms of how we went about, you know, flipping this around.
Let me see if I can bring somebody in.
Let's go ahead and bring Tamika in, and let her tell you about what Iowa Sweethearts are and how they do things.
Well, Tamika.
Hello.
You there?
Yes, I'm here.
So why don't you tell us, Sweethearts, if I order Feta,
well, the
what they're all about.
Sweethearts are an auxiliary group that is associated with the Brothers of Iota Phi Theta. The original sweetheart, who is our eternal sweetheart, Ms. Audrey Brooks, she started to assist the men of Iota Phi Theta when they were established by just being a support system to them. She actually worked at Morgan State College, which is now, of course, as you know, Morgan State University, in the registrar's office. And she was there to help them when no one else was able to or wanted to assist them. Our role as sweethearts is to assist, support, encourage, whatever we're needed to do. We always do it graciously and with a smile.
Smile. Toby, Ebony? No, let me just hog the mic now. I know it's my show.
No, you good. No, you're right. I think one of the good things about Iota Sweethearts and what the unique feature about the fraternity is that we do work with and value the input of sisters. Now, again, we're not a co-ed organization. We are definitely a fraternity. But we recognize that dealing with the issues impacting our community, you know, when we're advancing our mission, you know, perpetuation, development of scholarship, leadership, brotherhood, fidelity, and citizenship among men, that can't be done in a vacuum. and it's best done in collaboration with our right hand and left hand partners.
Well,
so
I understand
that's
that.
That's how we get there.
Yeah, I understand, because you also need the assistance. Not to be religious, like, you know, but Jesus had his little auxiliary group with Mary Magdalene and the girls doing their thing too. But we're not. Let me just get off the bandwagon, Tamika. What made you decide to be a part of the auxiliary organization to the IOTAs?
Well, honestly, in the beginning, I did not know much about IOTA or any fraternities or sororities or auxiliary groups. That just wasn't something that I grew up around. I grew up in politics. I was raised by my father. And so it was just myself and two, my sister in the household with the strong man. He was a community activist. He did lots of different things of supporting community initiatives, especially in the Black community, as far as education and community service. So that's what I grew up knowing. When I moved to Indianapolis several years ago by way of Birmingham, Alabama, I started going to a church and was doing some ministry work within the church. And then I joined a different ministry, and I met Big Brother Bobby and Big Sister Darcy, who are on a ministry with me. And they actually invited me to a mixer for IOTA. And at that time, I was leery because, again, I didn't grow up around that, so I didn't know what to expect. But walking in, I saw there was this peace and ambiance of unity and family that I walked into, and I definitely resonated with that. But more so because of the work that my father did and that I took on as an adult, as far as community activists, servant leaderhood, that sort of thing, I saw that, and that resonated with my spirit. So I knew that because that was something I'd always done, I wanted to continue that, especially with an organization that put that first. It was all about the unity, the brotherhood, them allowing sisters to be alongside of them, not wanting to be men or in a fraternity, but just wanting to be supportive of our Black and multicultural men, and just wanting to support them in a way that was not groupie style or subservient, but allowing us to be intellectual servants, leaders, whatever we needed to be as supportive roles to them.
Yes, that's interesting. Go ahead, Cole Torb, I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying that Jimmy, that's kind of unique in the Greek fraternities, because we're the only cats that still have our sweetheart organization with us. A lot of people tend to get them mixed up, so I just appreciate Tamika being able to express that. I do want to invite Jada to come in a little bit and tell you a little bit how we went ahead, Jimmy, and put ourselves in front of the community. She may be able to talk a little bit about our public session, which, again, confused some people. They thought, oh, we're going to hate some people. That's not how it was. It's not how it is. It's designed to put us in front of the community. But I'd like Jada to come in and chop it up with us a little bit and tell us about her experience.
Tamika, your line is still on. Anytime you want to speak, Jada, your mic is hot.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
We hear you, Jada.
And I'm sorry, can you repeat your question, please?
I was trying
to see.
Well,
Jada, in so many words. Sorry, Toby.
You got it.
What's up with the outreach program that you auxiliary ladies are involved in? Matter of fact, hold on, let me say something for a second. And I'm throwing the word auxiliary out there kind of loosely. I was talking to Evan the other day, and said, you know, you don't see a lot of auxiliary clubs out there. You know, women getting together for a cause, whether it's a book club, crochet club, raising funds for a social operation organization. So when I throw the word auxiliary out there, I would like to know is the Iota Sweethearts operate in the form of auxiliary, like when women get together for community outreach or a certain program like lupus, breast cancer, or anything like that?
Well, since this is a very new experience for me, but from what I can see with this auxiliary, we are very much in the community. Just this past week and last week, we've done a number of things volunteering. We volunteered at the racetrack. We do have some things in the work to volunteer with another organization where we will be assisting with their girls' summer youth program. We do plan to partner up with other organizations and assist with community events as well. So with the Iota Sweetheart organization, we are not just a group of women that will be, you know, as you mentioned, book club and things like that. We are definitely going to be someone that is going to be present in the community. We had our public session where we did meet with different community leaders, and they expressed their concerns and needs for the community. And we are already at a point where we are gearing up to meet some of those needs that are needed in our Black community as of today.
Jada, as a Black woman, you are Black, aren't you?
I am.
All right, I want to front, like, throw some out there. Okay, as a Black woman, what issues do you see that you would like the auxiliary club, the Iota Sweethearts, to take a part in? And what problems do you see are out there for the Black female youth out there?
I believe one of the strongest concerns for our young ladies today is teen pregnancy. I believe a lot of young ladies are coming from single-parent households where the father is not present. I was blessed to have both my parents in the household, so I was raised by both my parents, and I did have a strong influence from my father. But I do believe what's missing in a lot of our households today is a father figure. So I would like to be a positive role model for our young ladies to be able to show them. A lot of these ladies don't have self-respect. They have very low self-esteem. So I'd like to be able to teach them to value their self, to teach them to believe in their self. And I think through this organization, it will give me an opportunity to do that and hopefully be a positive influence on these young ladies.
That's great. That's great. I got someone just sent me a question in for Bobby. Hold up one second, Tamika, and I'm going to bring you in, Susan, and I put both of you all in the blue room, Jada, Toby, you in the blue room, that's right, nobody can hear you, and Jada, I got you in the blue room, Toby, you back out the blue room, wrong person.
Right on.
Hit your mic, Ebony. Thank you. Bobby. Someone would like to know, they say this, quote, everybody strives to be a perfect man. You know, you go from rough Ashler to a perfect man. Is it by you looking at Iota, was it because of lack of satisfaction from your Masonic order? I think the guy's trying to say, was your lodge doing anything in the community, and was that the reason why you decided to join another organization to get that thirst for brotherhood and companion, because you don't have to be a Mason to be to give service?
Excuse me. To answer your question, yes, my lodge is very active in the community. our central district, which is primarily Indianapolis, is very active. So that wasn't a factor for me, again, as far as uniting myself with Iota Phi Theta. You know, the first thing that attracted me to Iota Phi Theta was the motto of building a tradition, not rest upon one. That spoke volumes to me. And I say that because, you know, no matter how great an organization may or may not be, we all see where organizations tend to get lax and rest upon the history of what somebody's done before them. And, I mean, you can't not have that, or you haven't had that in the past, or you've had that in the past with other organizations. You know, we can look at, pick one. You can pick any organization, 100 years, 150 years, plus years, 1,000 years, what have you. A lot of those organizations tend to rest upon what they did yesterday. Like, I've done the job, now the job is done. No, the job is not done. You have to continue to strive to move forward. So when I looked at Iota, I saw that Iota itself said, we're not satisfied just doing this job. We're not satisfied, you know, just getting done what we did in the 60s or getting done what we did in the 70s. We're looking to do a lot more. We're looking to continue to work and improve our community. That in itself is what really spoke to me. And said, hey, you know what, these guys continue to move forward as I try to continue to move forward and come up with new and creative ways to serve my community. I believe everyone has to start to think outside the box. Mm-hmm. And if you start to think outside the box, you can come up with better ways to serve.
Yeah, I agree with you because I didn't mean to make you choke there, but the point I thought the man was trying to say that, well, I guess what I said, but what to that person that sent that text, was that, the letter that you sent me, Ebony, was that most frats were started by Masons, you know, so there's should be not a relevance for someone who wants to continue assisting his fellow man like that. But I didn't know Masons was that strong in Indianapolis. That's good to know. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But let me go in there and bring Jake from St. Louis in for a second. I'm going to come back to you, Susan. What's going on, Jake? The 3-1.
How's
Louis
it going, man?
All right.
How's it going?
Okay. Are you also a part of the Iota Phi Theta Network?
Yes, sir, I am. I actually crossed Iota the spring 2010.
Went from grad, undergrad?
No, undergrad at the University of Missouri Columbia.
Okay. What made you decide to want to be a member of the Iota Phi Theta Brotherhood? And by being a member of the Iota, what contributions do you think that you can have to society? And, quote, the name of the title is Changing the Game. And me and Toby always sit here and argue about what the frats are doing. Yeah, everybody want to get out
right to
voter registration. But where's everybody galvanating? Okay, somebody needs to put the video. Okay, 1 second.
To answer your first question, what brought me and led me to pledge Iota was the fact that it was a different type of organization. It was a younger fraternity than all the other fraternities. And like the brother Nelson said, the whole motto, building a tradition, not resting upon one, it really spoke to me and the type of person that I am. And doing work, I never want to leave it, you know, as it is. You know, it's always something to be improved, something to be built upon, something to be made better. And that actually answers your second question. You know, as a brother of Iota and having that mentality and actually wanting to embody that motto in helping the community, you know, we can always create better programs. And we can always add to those programs and build them to be better. And through being in Iota, you know, just let the light of Iota shine through me to younger men so that they can see that, you know, a fraternity isn't an elitist organization. It's actually an opportunity to do for the community, you know, in a way that you never could before with more resources at your disposal, you know, more people behind you, more people backing you, the ability to come and be with men who also have the same like mind as you. You know, it's a beautiful thing to be an IOTA.
One of the things I want to put out there, you know, and just talking about changing the game, even IOTA, as good as we are or we claim to be, you know, so it's almost like the IOTA Appreciation Society. But the fact is, even IOTA, we haven't been doing everything we need to be doing. You know, so okay. One of the challenges we put on us is that we have to change the game. We have to really get back on our horses and become an organization that is truly a vanguard. And I think that's been missing. And that's hard for the brothers always to hear. But if you and I chopped it up before, Jimmy.
Right.
What's going on with all this killer? You don't hear the fraternities and sororities talking a whole lot about that. You didn't hear us go crazy over all that death that was happening in Chicago last year. You know, well, changing the politics. Even the fraternities and sororities weren't asking President Obama the hard questions. We weren't holding him accountable, and very few of us put ourselves in position to be held accountable. So that's another thing that was different about how we approached it this year, is that we put our candidates in front of the community and said to the community, hold them accountable. Hold them accountable. And then when you hold them accountable, you hold us accountable. That's part of that changing the game, because everybody can say it and talk, but we have to really be about the business of walking the walk, and that's a little bit different nowadays.
I'll agree, but check this out, Toby. What's your vision of game changing?
My vision of game changing is that black men in our community no longer sit quietly when our babies and our children and our women get brutalized either by other black people or other people outside our community. That we don't just sit quietly. We don't let it happen anymore. That we actually become a vanguard for our children, for our institutions. That we become institution builders and don't just get fat, dumb, and happy thinking that everything's all right. And the next thing is, I believe black men need to stop letting people make an industry out of the suffering of our people. People talk about it, but we're not always about really solving problems. So we're not creating institutions that actually educate our children. Instead, we hope that our children survive on these education plantations nowadays. And we're not really advancing real innovations and changes that actually get our children and our people surviving and thriving. So I believe a vanguard organization like IOTA and like Sigma Gamma Rho, like Delta Sigma Theta, like the Masonic Orders, need to stop doing chicken dinners one day a year. Stop doing just canned food drives and really roll up their sleeves and solve the problem of hunger. Solve the problem of poor education in our community. Solve the problem of violence in our community. So we need to get uncomfortable.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm good. I'm challenging the brothers. I'm challenging the brothers to step up the game.
Well, they're on the line, and maybe the game might get stepped up. But what we're going to do is step the game up after we take this quick break. And we'll be back in about 2 minutes with Toby Miller. I'll bring Susan on, Tamika. I'll bring you back in. And no need to be mess with my man Bobby. He all right.
All this time, I couldn't shake your memory. And I never knew the sweetest love was the first. So what am I supposed to do about this curse? Love.
Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and home ownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our homeownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors programs. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration, check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Fedrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes, and they are available for download at www.sangsyl.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221.
Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy? Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. Pure, solid, 24-karat gold or silver for as little as $20 a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world are not forged with links of iron, but with the bonds of limiting ideas and debt.
Be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Team up with a company voted the 57th most promising by Forbes. With no money to collect from your customers, no credit checks, and no cost for you to join. Visit electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288. That's Electric Money Team.
My part of town, it's similar to Vietnam. My part of town, it's similar to Vietnam.
You don't know, girl, you don't feel what I feel.
My part of town, it's similar to Vietnam.
You don't know, girl, you don't feel what I feel.
I'm from the place of domestic violence, for the people dying from the self-hatred virus. Where the kids go to school and they think learning is cruel. Must forget about the kids in the world with no shoes. A food to eat for a freaking week. We walk around $100 sneakers on our feet and brag and boast. In the ghettos as we toast the Patron, claiming streets we don't even own. On crone in our home, I'm devoid of a father figure. That's why the brothers be out here like I'm a
gangster nigga.
Learn your history lesson. Learn how they slaughtered and murdered our ancestors. How? Now that's gangster how they did our ancestors. Now you ain't a gangster cause you say it on the record, huh? The real gangster, you fakers, are the automakers and the bankers that still owe us 40 acres.
My part of town, it's similar to Vietnam.
You don't know.
Pockets is empty, ain't that strange? Across 8 Mile, it's calm. Detroit is more similar to Vietnam. And the unified niggas is a hard-ass job. We want to live in these slums and let our sounds go. Boom, boom, dumb when we young. Be damned if it's one of my sons not come where I'm from.
Where you from?
And take a walk down Murder Lane on the Ave, where the girls are insane. With the sag, I hate on the flag. How long will this foolishness last? Can you add, do the math, huh? Fast food plus some cartoons, plus the lack of love, equal kids so rude. Parents too soon, killing to get more.
Get money.
We're spiritually poor, this is war.
My part of town. my part of town. It's similar to Vietnam.
You don't know,
around here ain't nobody hiring. How about they come to your crib and steal your copper wiring? Or even worse off, get to firing. Have you down chasing pavement cause your car's they admiring. I bet you wouldn't think it's over then. Tough times turn warm hearts to colder men. And it ain't just the youth, it's the older men. Exploding after so long from holding in. Pain stains the heart till you can't smile. And Vietnam ain't got nothing, no finger to 8 Mile. It's enough to make your bones quiver. I'm surprised they ain't put battleships in the Detroit River. This ain't living, this is hell. People feel like they living in a prison, no different than a cell. Cause they scared to walk the streets they dwell, wondering if they gonna be another innocent kill. Cause cats lost consciousness, they killing that will. Whatever happened to the love revealed? Let's bring it back, huh?
My part of town, my part of town, it's similar to Vietnam.
You don't know.
All right, Toby. Let me bring let me get 61. Yes, that 614 call. Get that person in, so I see it is. Let me bring Susan in. Susan.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I can't complain. I can't complain. No, not pledging iota for people out there that listening out here. I just want to make that clear. I am doing a iota infomercial, though. So I just want everybody to know that. So I'm not hazing everybody out here, you know. I just know I saw what the fraternity has done to a lot of people I know. And I watched it grow and grow and grow, you know.
Okay.
Why do you want to be affiliated with this organization, Susan?
Well, it's not a question of why, because I'm already affiliated with Iota Phi Theta. I've actually been an Iota sweetheart longer than Toby's been a brother of Iota. I've been a part of it for 27 years. I was actually one of the sweethearts that helped Toby when he was online many, many years ago. And our function, I wouldn't consider us as an auxiliary, if you want to put it that way, if you want to put that title on it. I consider us as brothers and sisters because we work together for a common goal. That's what we did. That's what we learned. That's what was instilled in us as potential Iota sweethearts way back in the 80s when I came on board. So, in the 80s when I came on board. So I wouldn't say that we're auxiliary. I would say we're family, okay? I love the organization because they were different from all the other organizations online. During that time when I got to the campus and I saw all the other organizations doing their thing, Iota was different. The brothers looked different. They didn't walk around, you know, sporting their letters and all that kind of stuff like the other fraternities did. We actually had to go through a process as well. It took about 2 or 3 weeks, and we had tasks to complete. We had goals to meet, and when we finished, we got our certificates of completion to say, hey, we, you know, completed this process. We helped our brothers, and they in turn helped us. And that's what I love about Iota. You know, they talk the talk, they walk the walk. And the fraternity has changed, I know, over the years. I understand that. I know that, you know, things have changed with all the organizations, all fraternities and sororities, and even with other fraternal orders like the Eastern Stars, Masons, and all that, because I, too, am a member of a sorority, and that sorority has changed over the years. So I like what Toby and the chapter is doing right now with the intake process and getting the community involved. I'm really, really happy to hear that and the changes that's taken place. Kudos to you, Toby. Are you online? You hear me? Can you hear me? Hi, Toby. Hi, Tamika.
Hey,
hi,
I'm
Jada.
Here.
Hi, Bobby. How you all doing?
I think they're good. I think they may be muted right now, Susan, because you got the platform, girlfriend.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, again, I'm blessed to be a part of the organization.
And, Jimmy, let me throw this out there. I appreciate Susan because, yeah, she's one of the back-in-the-day sisters for us. The thing that I want to really make sure we do is not just do the IOTA infomercial because that's a cool thing and we love the opportunity to showcase what we do, but we are trying to also send a message to our own members and other organizations out there that we have to step up our game in our communities. That's to everybody. I know everybody's sitting there like, wait, man, I know you ain't talking about Sigma Gamma Rho. We're talking about all of them. We're talking about all of us. We really got to step up the game, Jim. We're missing so many marks and so many opportunities. I'd like to challenge the members who are on here to talk a little bit about what they see needs to be done, what our organization and other organizations need to do to impact their community. Maybe, Susan, you can start with that. Where are we falling short and what do we need to do?
Well, I would say one thing is with the education. When we talk about education, our children are seriously behind. And when I say our children, I don't mean just our African-American children. I mean all of our children, black and white. Our children cannot compete globally with children from other countries and other nations right now. No Child Left Behind to me is a joke, to be honest with you. It really is, because our children are left behind. We have teachers that don't want to teach. We have students that don't want to learn, and we have parents that's not involved. So somehow, some kind of way, our fraternities and sororities need to get into the schools, volunteer more, let them see as educators, have gone through college, have completed, you're doing your business or whatever it is you're doing, let them see that. Let them see the value of education and how education can take you from A to Z. That's one thing.
Okay, that's helpful. That's kind of what I want to chop it up about. I want to challenge the members here. Where are we falling short? What else are we missing? Because we're not a panacea. We're not the greatest organization out there. We're good for us. But what are we doing for our community? What else do we need to do? I mean, Chicago is going through it. What should the chapters in Chicago be doing differently than we're doing now?
Well, I don't live in Chicago, of course, so I'm not familiar with everything that's going on. I do know about the violence that's in Chicago. I would say be a presence. Obviously, like you said before, our black men are missing, okay? We need to see stronger black men in the community doing positive things, and we need our organizations like Big Brothers, Big Sisters, the Boys and Girls Club, the fraternities and sororities. All these organizations are, active, but what are we doing? What's being done? I don't see where these organizations are going out into the communities and doing things within the community. Do you have financial literacy, anything like that you're doing for the community? Do they see you? Do you go out and knock on doors and get people involved in, a block party, just so they can see you doing things in the community? They need to see you more than one day a week, maybe. Maybe twice, maybe three times in the community. They need to see you. They need to hear you. They need to know that, okay, here come that organization again. Okay, they're all about this, this, and this. That's what they need to see. And another choice for our young black men, our young black boys, is a lack of knowledge. Our young black men, our boys, are perishing for the lack of knowledge.
I can dig it. You agree with that, Jimmy?
I agree with that. I was about to say, let me give you an example. Congressman Bobby Rush here in Chicago just snapped off my man Mark Kirk for saying that he wants 18,000 gangster disciples right now arrested off the streets of Chicago. Now, the GDs are terrorizing people in the city. Now, I got friends of GDs, full disclosure. You know, who's in Chicago ain't got people? They got people. They probably ain't gangster disciples. But if children keep dying every day, and we know, and the police know who they are, it's about 18,000 of them. They should be knocked on the streets, but you know, that's 18,000 men right now who are lost. They probably can't be saved. But if IOTA, Phi Beta's auxiliary group, so young, and there's other fraternities, Alpha, Q's, Sigmas, what's that many, Alpha Q's, Kappas, you know, you got your Royal Arches, you got your Knights, you got your Masons, you got your Nobles and stuff like that, and everybody, Eastern Stars, Shriners and Daughters, and like you said, Toby, if all those powerful black organizations front, not even if they have it in them to actually serve, uplift, protect mankind. You know, everybody got those in their mottos. Protect, love, uplift, unto perfect manhood, serve man. If everybody just took that little motto serious, do you know how well our community would be right now if all organizations not adhere to their oaths or pledges, but just to their motto, where our community would be?
That's what I'm talking about, Jimmy. That's what I'm talking about. That's what we got to get to, and that's the kind of challenge we put before our brothers and our intake class. It's funny that you mentioned Bobby Rush. I don't know if you knew, but Bobby Rush is an IOTA as well. And we need to keep on challenging that brother. Let's get it right. Let's change the condition of our people. Let's change the condition of our people.
Right. I mean, you know, I am Republican, everybody. I ain't throw this out there, but it came across my little desk. Instead of condemning Mark Kirk, come up with a plan to stop crime that's just a mile from your office. Right there at 79, people get shot up and down the block from your office, man. Same GD there to arrest you, saying let them. Let me stop.
That's what I'm talking about. We got to change that game, though, bro. And that's for all IOTAs. That's for all Kappas, Sigma Gamma Rho, Delta Sigma Theta, Masons, Shriners, all of us. We got to change this game. I mean, for real. We sit there and we're so quiet when our kids and babies are getting killed in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not really reclaiming that we're about X, Y, Z. You know, we have these great colors, but we are not driving the agenda. We're not fixing the problems, and we need to stop being about the industry of watching our people die and hurt and suffer. We need to be about the industry of changing that, and that's what I'm talking about also with changing the game, Jimmy, and it's putting a challenge. Yeah, we got the new commercial for IOTA Phi Theta, and yeah, I'm proud of my frat. I love my frat, but the challenge isn't got to go out to the IOTAs. We have to step up our deal. And I want to challenge our current people who are on the phone, you know, on the line tonight. What else do they think IOTA needs to be doing? Jimmy, what do you think the brothers of IOTA need to be doing in your city? Because you got chapters all up in something.
Let me go for real. Well, the IOTA, that's my congressman, needs to probably bring federal dollars to fund police officers and maybe we can stop these crimes and innocent children from getting shot. I mean, that's just something. But all I'm saying is, that's my little pot shot, Ebony. I'm done with it.
Yeah, you good.
But all I'm saying is that if organization will just go into the community. Put it like this. Every black educated individual man, the individual, every black man is educated and got off the block. Know what's wrong with the block. And they just choose not to go outside and help the block. It ain't nothing to get an AAU team and get some cats to get on the block and start a sports league for free. What money you need? What funding? Who got to give you money? Who got to fund you? Somebody got to fund you to go help some kids? No. I mean, no.
That's right.
You just go. I mean, everybody knows wrong. It's just who want to do what's right. Who want to go out there and say no more. I ain't going to front. Yo, Bobby, I'm a Mason, you know. So I don't look at my Masonic order as that to make me go out and do service. You know, I have a little AAU team. You know,
right.
I'm not asking for funding. If I see 12 kids ain't doing shit and their parents want to let me take them, I hustle the $5 or $15 to get their little insurance fee and let's go play ball. Let's play baseball, soccer, football, basketball. Let's get off the block. Everybody know. Nobody care. So we can sit here and go for days. Like the Martin Luther King Republicans, we like this. Our motto is, if it is to be, it's up to me. We can't go for nobody else. Ain't nobody going to do nothing. Because everybody know the problem. But no one comes up with a solution. What's the definition of insanity, Ebony? Doing the same thing over and over again. Hoping for a different solution, but getting the same. I mean, I'm not insane. You know, that's just me. But the Alpha, Kappa, Q, Sigma, Deltas, AKAs, Betas, Iotas, Five Mu Alphas, you know what I'm saying? If they just do their motto, you know, hey, you can just take the motto and live by that creed and just stand alone, get to your neighborhood without being
that's
down.
Right.
Wearing no colors, nothing like that. It don't cost
that's
no
right.
money. It's free.
That's right.
Government give me this, government give me that. That's the problem. No, until people come together as a whole and say, if it is to be, it's up to me, then, hey, the world will change. That's just Jimmy Lee philosophy and the Martin Luther King Republican philosophy. Because we're not waiting. You know, we're not waiting. We know there's a problem. Somebody got to step up. You know, somebody got to do something. You know,
can I interject something?
Sure. I don't want to run off the mic.
I've heard a lot here on the call, but one thing I haven't heard is the power of prayer. Okay? Prayer works, people. Prayer works. And I think we need to do is come together as an organization, you know, all the organizations, you know, have prayer and ask God for guidance first, you know, on this issue with the killings and everything else that's going on. We need guidance first before we just plunge in and say we're going to help, because you can help, but you can also hurt as well. So we need guidance before you start, you know, on a big mission like this. Ask for guidance first. So prayer works. And then once you have prayer, then you ask God to lead you to the right solution, and he will.
Well, I agree. There's no disagreement with me on that. But if
I'm sorry?
There's no disagreement. I totally agree. But I will tell you this, Susan. And this is not to sound all religious and everything. to all the Idol sweethearts that be going to all these revivals, anything like that. But I'm going to say this. If you don't relinquish the spirit of fear, then that's it. Because if the spirits, they go out there and assist, then so be it.
Okay, I agree.
It's just a spirit of fear that's stopping you from making a move. Because the Creator has gave you all the knowledge and information and the solution to solve the problem.
Right.
And you're just allowing fear to stop you. Then you're truly right. We need to start praying to alleviate the spirit of fear. That's the only thing that's stopping us.
You're absolutely right. 100%.
And,
I agree with you.
And Jimmy, you might want to bring Tamika in on this because during our public session, she was talking about needing to get Iota and everybody else needs to get out of that comfort zone and stop being afraid. Yeah, go ahead, Tamika. You might want to talk about that, you know, that fear that keeps people in their comfort zone.
Well, definitely. I'm loving everything that I'm hearing, and I'm definitely 100% in agreement with Big Sister Susan. I think that who said was saying about prayer, because, of course, my family is run by God first, and everything else falls into suit. But as you were talking about, you know, being willing to get out into the community to really deal head on without all of the pomp and circumstances of what's going on in our neighborhoods, as far as going into the schools. As a parent of three, I am a single mother of three, and I'm constantly at my child's school, all of them. I'm at their school. My oldest son, he probably goes to one of the tougher schools than the other two. And I'm always there. And the thing that resonates with our young people is the fact that they're accepted, that they matter, that it's not about how they look, how they talk, how they dress, because those are surface things. You deal with the heart first, and then you can deal with everything else.
Sure.
We don't have time to stand back and just talk. I'm a firm believer in don't give me a lot of rhetoric and a lot of conversation. Show me some action, and then we'll talk about the results. We don't need to talk about the plan. We need to implement a plan, make something happen with the results, and then make something happen with the plan by doing an action, and then we can sit around and discuss the results. And if the results say that we're not doing enough, then we get back up, close our mouths, and we get back out there and do more.
Okay, Tamika. Okay, Tamika. I got to take a break. I went over. Give me 2 minutes and I'll be right back. Jimmy Underground Radio Network, Change of the Game with Toby Miller. Be back in a second. I will welcome back, Ebony. 839825. Man, they're coming off loud.
Is that my phone? Okay. Anyway,
347-838-9825. And we have on the line Jada Sweet, Toby Miller, Tamika, and Susan discussing alleviating the fear out of the black community, because that is the only thing holding us back. Men scared to approach the men on the street. Women scared to tell the ladies to stop sleepwalking and put your pajamas back in the house. Put your house shoes back in the house. Stop sleepwalking. But, you know, maybe the fear of approaching that girl and say, sister, put some water in your face. Wake up. You're outside. Not knowing, because we are sleepwalking. Men sleepwalking, got pacifiers in their mouth, because they're taking ecstasy, because they teeth grinding too hard. Put the pacifier in their mouth, because they have to retreat to their lower nature self, because they're boys. Because the men are scared to be men and approach the men and help them become from boys to men on a non-sexual nature. Jada, Susan, Tamika, Toby, anybody? Oh, man, hold on. Matter of fact, I got Ebony told me got somebody calling from, let me know, Ebony. William from Savannah and Victor from Columbus. You're on live now. Feel free to speak anytime. Victor?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Victor. William, you on?
William, I'm here.
All right, that's Victor and William. Y'all been hearing what we've been discussing. Chime in.
Well, first of all, my name is Victor Peoples. I am a known as question. Sitting here and I'm applauding Toby for taking this stance and taking on this project as far as this new program or Vanguard program that he's starting with as far as bringing individuals into the fold. I'm hoping that with, is her name, Jada, Tamika, and then also Bobby, that as your process, as you go through this process, and once it is that you cross over into Iota land, that the passion that you have right here on the phone, on this conversation right now, is that you carry on throughout your membership or your tenure as an Iota and be able to bring in others to show that your process wasn't done in vain. So I applaud your efforts, and I applaud Toby for this project or this new what this process that he's doing, the Vanguard. Is that what you're calling it, Toby, a Vanguard process?
Yeah, brother, and I appreciate that. Yeah, we're trying to reinstill the Vanguard within the organization and intentionally put our candidate in front of the community that they endeavor to serve. So no longer behind the veil. No more underground kind of stuff. We got to take our stuff to the community and have the community vet our leaders and get us in a purposeful way, engage our community. So I appreciate it.
And I applaud that effort, especially when individuals can go into the communities opposed to seeing what they think that is needed and getting questions or answering the questions that what is plaguing our community and how can we help in our communities, opposed to sitting on our porches or sitting on at our dinner tables and saying it's a shame that X, Y, and Z is happening, but nobody's coming up with a solution or anything to help those that are downtrodden. So I applaud you guys. And what I've noticed from everybody that's spoken thus far is that everybody's looking for resources and or everybody has come from some sort of community background. And so I come from community advocacy also, and so I feel your passion, and I just hope you continue that strive, your spirit, and all that kind of good stuff. Susan, my 27-year-old young lady. I appreciate you made a very, 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 very valid point as far as prayer. I have a religious background. My dad, he passed when I was young, so I was raised in a single home with my mom, 7 sisters, 4 brothers, all same mother, all same father, nothing
okay.
straight away. But we were never brought up on the system or anything of the sort. All the decisions, choices that we made, we did it on our own.
Mm-hmm.
But prayer changes things. Prayer works.
Yes,
as
it
an adult. As an adult, I was shot 3 times. Dude said he was in a game, and this was a game that he played, him and his boys played. I got shot 3 times, wasn't supposed to be here in the hospital for 5 months. They said I would never walk again. But behind the fact that I have a praying mother,
mm-hmm.
I'm here today to sit here and say I'm walking, doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. And I'm here today to not just testify, but let individuals know that no matter what circumstances there are, you look to that man above, and all that will be alleviated. Get rid of all that mess.
All right.
I think it was Bobby. No, not Bobby. I'm sorry. The commentator, the host, Jimmy.
Jimmy. Yep.
See, that's me. No. Hold on, my man.
I'm just taking over the call right now. I was glad when you finally came in and harped on the issues concerning education, and I think that a lot of things that's plaguing our community, especially African American community, all stems on education. And
mm-hmm.
I think it was Susan that said it so eloquently, and I think she should put this on a billboard, if not on a billboard, and her tagline on her email. Is that we have teachers that don't want to teach. We do
True.
Have students, children that don't want to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And we have parents that don't want to participate. And when you put those 3 things, elements together in that melting pot, it's a recipe for disaster. And that is
yes,
exactly
it is.
What's going on in our society today as far as the educational society. But that's not to say that everybody doesn't want to teach, everybody doesn't want to learn, and everybody doesn't want to participate. Then when you get these individuals, especially as it relates to Chicago, where you guys had all those murders this past year, where individuals are scared to come outside to take out the trash because you don't know if you're going to be able to be coming back in from taking out the trash.
Mm-hmm.
So there needs to be something in place, whereas to we as part of the Divine Nine or these organizations need to somehow take a stance and say we're tired of this happening in our communities. And if they can do it as far as when you put the white folks together, if you notice, all this don't happen in the white folks community because they say, they say this is not going to happen in my community, and it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But you get these black folks, unfortunately, your cousins, you get a little bit more than them, and they got to have it. And so we need to just somehow break up out this box. Or thinking like Bobby said, Bobby said, start thinking outside of the box and start seeing what we need to quit talking about it and start being about it.
That's right.
That's my 63 cents.
That's right. That's just right. And then you invite William to come in. I think William's in Savannah. Is that right?
Right. I live in Atlanta. Hello?
Go ahead.
Go ahead, William.
I live in Atlanta, Georgia, but right now I am in Savannah, Georgia, on business. But what I wanted to add was we are at a crucial crossroads in our community, and there remains a sense of worthlessness that exists in our community and our people. And all the research says that we must build strong ties in our community to feel empowered. And I think someone had already said, we've got to come from behind the keyboard, and we really got to get involved. We can't just send out an email and think that works for our community. When you commit and put feet on the ground,
mm-hmm.
that's when you start to see some real change. And so regardless of what organization you're in, what project you're working on, there is an enormous benefit to actually putting feet on the ground and getting involved. And one of the biggest issues that we have from Atlanta to Savannah, when we call for a community action or a forum or we need volunteers, you have the same handful of folks that show up week or month after month. And I can tell you, I get every excuse on why folks can't come out and do community service or mentor a young person in our community. I've heard them all. And until we see the opportunity and begin investing as a community in those that we, you know, may consider left behind, if we don't pick them up, we're going to continue to have the problems that we're having today. And I say in our community there is a sense of worthlessness. Back in the day, we were told we are somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing that today. The kids, the youth, they don't feel like they're anybody today. So nothing matters.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just saying, you know, like Martin Luther King said, everyone can be great, but everyone needs to serve. So
thank God for that black Republican, Martin Luther King. God love him.
Right on, right on.
Well,
also, you know what I meant to say? Hello?
Hello.
Go ahead.
Jimmy Lee.
Yes, sir.
You know what I meant to say from the beginning, what I first meant to say at the beginning also, is that...
Bring Bobby in there.
What'd you say?
Go on out and bring Bobby back in. You and Bobby.
Okay, you can bring Bobby in, but we are Iota Phi Theta Fraternity Incorporated. Not just Iota Phi State. I don't know what that state is, but it's Iota Phi State.
You know what happened? My this delay. Oh, hold on.
No, he's talking about
the letter.
They gave us so many words in room.
And we tried to short it, and it came. We got it.
Don't
we gonna
us
fix
no
it.
More.
No, we're going to fix it. We're going to fix it.
Yeah, don't shoot us no more.
I would like, if I can.
Excuse me, this is the producer, also technical producer, Ebony. Mr. President, you can let him know that. I'm also a member of a Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority Incorporated, so the typo, my friend, was actually they only give you so much room when you're programming this, and that was a long title.
Yeah.
So in editing... You know, I'm going to try to make sure that got corrected. But if you look at Toby's post, say it is written correctly, because I was able to finagle a little editing. So, you have to do that.
We know you love us, baby.
They only give you so many rooms, man. They only give you so many letters,
I appreciate
okay?
it, though.
So many, they can only give you so many characters. So we're going to adjust the title. And in the editing, then we'll have enough space for that last A.
And we love you.
We appreciate you getting us on.
Please accept my apology.
Oh, girl, we know it's love. We know you love us.
If I can,
this is Tamika. Hello?
Yes,
hello,
Tamika.
I just wanted to address what the gentleman from Savannah, from Atlanta, that's in Savannah, was saying as far as getting out into the community. And Toby had alluded to my passion of being someone that I don't really do behind the scenes. I like to be in the scenes. One of the things that our community lacks, my passion will never change, brother, my passion is never going to change, and Big Brother Toby will, I'm sure that, and candidate or Centaur Nelson can also probably attest, and my sister and potential sweetheart Jada as well, my passion is what it is. It's always on 100, and it stays on 100, and sometimes that gets me in trouble, but I'm always ready to go to war. Especially when it comes to our children in the community. One of the things that we lack and that I myself am bringing to the community but will hopefully, if I'm so fortunately blessed to be able to as a potential sweetheart, is there's a cesspool of
people that want to be in leadership, but nobody wants to just be a follower. And people don't understand the importance of followers. Followers are just as important as leaders. Mm-hmm. Followers are leaders, in a sense, because before you can lead, you have to first know how to follow.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many in our communities, I call it a cesspool of individuals that need a title, that need a letter, that need a jacket, that need a club, that need something in order to get out and to make something happen. But it's not about those things for myself or for the other two individuals that I stand alongside of going through this process. We have been cold, we have been tired, we have been pushed, but we continue to move forward because it is all of our passion to be vigilant. Vigilant in all of the needs, as far as you talked about empowering, esteeming our community. Esteem comes from what you hear and what you see and what you believe. And we all three are individuals that are wanting and that do get out into our community to esteem our community. Some ladies, they do see themselves as subservient or less than and as a potential. You know, the exciting part for me is to be recognized as a unique woman, an individual that can stand alongside of a man and support him without being anything less than who I am.
Hmm.
That's our approach. That's our approach with the Iota Sweethearts, JB. You know, it's not subservient. These are our partners. These are our sisters. And when black men stand up, these sisters are right there with us saying, go ahead. What do we need to do to back you up and support you? And that makes good sense. Some organizations choose not to do that, but that's the way we get down. And let me do this one real quick thing, Jimmy. Let me bring Bobby in. To get just a few other observations in terms of, you know, what it's meant for you during this process and what you've heard on the conversation. What are we going to do in terms of stepping up? You're going to be the next generation of Iota. What are we going to do to get uncomfortable and get in the trenches and be about what we're talking about?
I tell you, Brother Miller, what we got, you know, what I myself is going to do, and what hopefully other members of the fraternity will do and other fraternities will do is got to be smart. As I said earlier, think outside the box. Everybody wants to create a wheel. We've got enough wheels. How do we take the one wheel that we got and make it work for us? I've said it before, I'll say it again. Partnerships is the answer. We've got too many organizations out here, whether it be fraternal, whether it be social, whether it be church, what have you. Everybody's got a food drive. Everybody feeds somebody on Thanksgiving Day. Everybody gives somebody a Christmas basket on Christmas Day. But what about the other 364 days out of the year?
Mm-hmm.
We've got to figure out how we can create partnerships with our existing organizations to actually address the needs of our community. Somebody has a specialization in education. Somebody has a specialization in working with the elderly. Somebody has a specialization in public health. Pull these specializations together and actually work our plan. That's what we've got to start doing. That's going to be the answer. And then on top of that, we can't be afraid to lobby. We cannot be afraid to get in the face of these politicians and say, no, we voted you in, we will vote you out. We demand this. You are using our economic dollars. You are using our fiscal budgets. We want results. As somebody said earlier, the white community asks for results and get them. Why can't we as the black community ask for results and get them? So those are the things that we have to start doing. And it may take, it's going to be uncomfortable at first. As Sister Tamika said, hey, we're going to have to get out there. We're going to have to roll up our sleeves. We're going to have to go where it's uncomfortable at. We're going to have to address those young men. I'm sorry.
Oh, God, I got my 847 calling in. I'm going to bring you in because we got about 5 more minutes left. Who are you? I'm going blind.
Yeah, this is Brother Carlos Grito from Chicago.
What's going on, Toby?
Go ahead, Mr. Carlos.
Yeah,
I was just saying, Carlos, we've been talking about you. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Toby.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, guys.
No, I'm just saying, Carlos, I'm glad you're on. You're from Chicago. We've been talking about your city. We want to know what these fraternities are going to do, what IOTA is going to do to step up and be the man of Vanguard Organization Chicago. What are you guys going to do?
I mean, that's definitely true. We definitely, as an organization up in Chicago, we have a lot of work to do. And the biggest thing we need to do in order for us to be successful is have good leadership. So, I mean, as far as the organization is involved, the biggest thing that we have to have is transparency and communication throughout all the chapters, not only just the fraternity of IOTA, but all across the board when it comes to other organizations as well, so we have everybody on the same page. That's a lot to do. I can't say that it's going to work all the time, but we have to have a concrete plan of how we want to do it.
Well, I think one thing we may want to do, Carlos, I'm putting it out to you as a challenge. Jenny has some of the best conversations on a regular basis on his show. It may be important you start getting brothers and sweethearts to, you know, invest in the show, participate in discussions, and coordinate around what Jimmy and Ebony do in that community, because they're not just talkers, they're doers.
And right, no, absolutely.
Y'all need to get together, get with Jimmy, get with Ebony, get those chapters up there organized, and let's make some differences in those communities up there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you guys have any plans or any ideas that you guys want to throw away, I mean, we're definitely open to ideas, because that's the biggest thing. We have so many people that talk a lot, but don't do a lot. So that's one thing that as an organization we need to do better at, keeping each other accountable.
That's right. That's right. So, Jimmy, you heard it here. You got some soldiers up there that need just they can coordinate and collaborate, and let's make some things happen. But that's the clarion call out to all of us, starting with our local chapter here. We got to step up, stop being afraid, and man up to do the things that change the condition of our communities.
Agreed. Do you mind if I ask a couple of questions to the group?
I'll feel free. Go ahead. We only have a few more minutes, though.
Okay, so as far as the group, I mean, you guys plan on having a big impact in Indianapolis. What are some of the programs that you guys plan on having that you've already maybe started implementing or at least started playing already that you want to see in Indianapolis?
What? Tamika, you want to go ahead? Go ahead, Tamika.
Yeah, sure.
I'll let the ladies go first.
Okay. We recently did our public session at Collapse Youth Center. And one of the things that we are working on and that I, on behalf of all of us, as far as our line, and working on with the leadership at Kaleidoscope Youth Center, just becoming a partner with them and helping them with some youth programming during the summer, looking at some different funding to look at doing some parent engagement workshops in order to get parents more involved, also looking at doing some educator workshops in order to break down barriers between educators and parents and students so that the communication lines become open again. One of the major crutches that falls upon our educational system is the ability to communicate. And so communication is broken across all barriers from parents, students, and administrators, staff, faculty.
Okay. That's good. At least you guys already have a concise plan. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yes, we do, and we are working on, as I spoke with Big Brother Toby and again, the court and classmate, the Centaur Bobby, about we are working on a block party that is going to happen, but it's not just going to be with Kaleidoscope and IOTA Phi Theta Incorporated. It's also going to be we're utilizing some community resources from other agencies, because it's not, again, just, I mean, there are agencies, as Centaur Bobby alluded to, there are other resources out here that we just don't collaborate with. It's not about, you know, the song and dance of just being the only one. I mean, there are other organizations that are doing these things and have funding that we just have to tap into and utilize those resources. So we're excited about our five-year plan with Kaleidoscope Youth Center and also, you know, partnering with other agencies within the community to really make a big, powerful statement in the fight on education and equal opportunities.
All right, that's the last word. Toby?
Yes, sir.
20 seconds. Wrap it up. 20 seconds, Toby.
Jimmy, I just want to say thank you to you and Ebony giving us an opportunity to at least share a little bit of what Iota Phi Theta is, but also to challenge our members and our sweethearts and the other fraternities and sororities out there. Let's step up the game. Let's change the game.
Change the game. Last word. Good night. May God be with you always.